So we started speaking on Wednesday about the halacha of Philip Sieber. We call the tshuva for Moshe. Contrast a person's issue of kavana and Philip Sieber. And Moshe that tshuva is very clear about that the halacha of Philip Sieber is not just a maila, which is the way some people understand the loss of the Shulchan Aruch, but it's actually a chiyuv. The question and point is the language of the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tzad. He says that the Olam, a person should be mishtadol, a person should always try, mishtadol lovim, a person should be mishtadol, should take efforts to daven tefillah b'tzibur. That's a language which could convey the idea that it's not a chiyuv gomer, but it's something you should try to do. However, if you look at the halacha later on, which is there in Siman Tzad, it's also found later on, there's a Gemara in Pesachim. The Gemara in Pesachim says, discusses the loch of mil. It's discussing actually regards to the loch of chametz. Said there's a loch of mil by three things. One of the things that says there's a loch of mil is a loch of tefillah. There's a loch of mil for tefillah. What is a loch of mil? Mil is a distance. Chaykes and halacha, how long the distance is, whether it's 18 minutes. Mil is a measure of a distance, which in halacha translates into the time to travel that. And possibly 18 minutes, 22 and a half minutes, or 24 minutes. And the more it says it regards to tefillah. So Rashi explains that if a person is traveling and he has an opportunity to get to a minyan, but he would have to go backwards from his where he's traveling. So he's mechuyev to go back from where he's traveling up to the distance of 18, up to a distance of a mil in order to daven tefillah b'tzibur. One shot over there is talking about it. The person's mechuyev to travel in order to wash his hands before davening, which is a different halacha. Make sure his hands are clean before davening. If a person is traveling forward, in other words, if to get the tefillah b'tzibur would be ahead and the direction that he's planning to go, then he's mechuyev to go 4 mil. So a person's traveling and he would like to stop already for the day, but if he continues to travel another 4 mil, he will be able to get tefillah b'tzibur. He's mechuyev to continue 4 mil and in order to get this tefillah b'tzibur. He's mechuyev to go back 1 mil for tefillah b'tzibur. So the place brought down in Siman Tzadi, the says therefore laterally, if a person's at home, he's mechuyev to travel up to a mil in order to get tefillah b'tzibur. So a mil is not too far. It's 2,000 amas. It's less than a mile. But in that discussion over there, which I think we discussed one point in time, we discussed that many places would have said that it's not talking about a halacha in distance. It's talking about a halacha in time. They used to travel by foot. But nowadays you would translate that halacha into traveling by car, whatever it is. So a person mechuyev to travel 18 minutes by car, if necessary, to get tefillah b'tzibur. So that's why the understanding of that the language of yishtadol means it's just a nice thing to do. It's clear that because nobody says halacha, you're mechuyev to do this. You're mechuyev to travel up to 18 minutes in order to get the mile of tefillah b'tzibur. So a person would be mechuyev to travel from his home a time distance of 18 minutes, if necessary, to get to Philip and Sieber, 18 minutes there, 18 minutes back. He'd be mechuyev to spend 36 minutes for his day, for Shachris, and for Mincha, in order to get to Philip and Sieber. Okay, have a good morning and have a good Shabbat.